Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than sticking your foot in your mouth in front of a room full of strangers.
Yeah.
Yes, you can join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, and then go to the Davin's Den page and click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I got Pip on the other line. Hello, Pip.
Hey. How is everybody?
We are better than you.
Yeah. Welcome to the infirmary.
I am questioning your stamina.
I really wouldn't think that you shouldn't question my stamina. Although I am not, really like... gasping for air while I'm talking. I'm not feeling well.
I forget about stamina for presidential. I don't know if you have the stamina for a once a week radio show.
I know. It's really quite pathetic. I somehow came down with a virus, and this is really peculiar. Did you know that they can test for the flu now?
What, if you have it?
No, I don't have the flu, but they can test for it.
Okay. What good is testing for it? I mean, I guess so they know how to treat you.
Well, they know how to treat you, but they have a little plastic stick, and they stick it up your nose, quite far up your nose, by the way.
Up your nose and, with a rubber hose.
That was fun.
it's the old sweat hogs. Test. I like it.
It is. It wasn't a rubber hose, but it was a little piece of plastic. It was really interesting. But it ends up it's not flu, it's viral. So, yay! I decided that I would not infect you or Joe.
Yeah, you are. Well, Joe will be here shortly. Joe's not here yet. Joe will be here shortly. You are really a hot mess.
Yeah, I am. I'm totally owning that.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You get sick a lot for somebody your age.
Yeah, I know. I have the immune system of a geriatric AIDS patient.
Doesn't your doctor ever say, whatever you're doing, knock it off, you need to change things?
No.
You need a new doctor.
No.
You need a new doctor.
Well, they're probably happy to see me because they get to collect.
Yeah, but you'll be dead soon, and then they'll stop collecting.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Well... Yeah, maybe they should be working on keeping me alive longer to collect more fees.
I don't feel like they are. I don't feel that there's any guidance for you.
No, well, I mean, what are you gonna do?
what would I do if I was your doctor? Oh, I got ideas.
What?
What would I do? All right, first of all, well, the good thing is you have a less stressful day program, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
So that you've eliminated a stressor.
Yes.
But yeah, I would have you cut back on the caffeine. I would have you knock off the smoking. I would have you walking every day.
Mm-hmm.
I would just have you change your lifestyle because this shit ain't working. You are
it's not.
You are way too young to have. To get as ill, you get ill like a 5-year-old. You know how like 5-year-olds have like no immune system and they pick everything up.
Yeah,
that's you.
I know. I'm like the illness sponge.
Yeah. So
don't cough near me.
No, you need to change your game plan because this shit ain't working.
No, it's not. So, it is not.
And I'm not a doctor, but my initials are. So you should probably listen.
I never thought of that.
Yes. So you should probably listen to me. And
okay. Yes, Dr. Rosenblatt.
Yes, you should, because this shit is no good.
Well, Lisa in the chat room has a cold as well. So if you come to the chat, welcome to the infirmary.
Yeah, but Lisa's not sick every week.
No, she's not.
No, you're sick. You get sick a lot.
Yeah, I know.
So, you got to change.
Well, I'm dying.
No, but you don't have to be dying. You could have many years ahead of you.
I could.
But you got to stop this. This is no good.
No, I know.
Or you just get sick on Tuesdays and the rest of your week you're fine. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something?
That could be.
No, I don't think so.
Let's see. So on the show tonight, Joe goes back to the mechanic, and predictably enough, a new use stink is born. I got to use stink as well. I said something stupid on stage, and other comedians have as well. We'll share those. We'll do a great debate of absurdity, deciding who is more likely to achieve global domination, zombies or aliens from space. We'll have another great debate of absurdity involving You've Lost Mail versus Russian sympathizer Agent Orange. Let's see. What else? What else? Yahoo got hacked. We'll tell you all you need to know about that. And Ann Jackson and all that she brings to the table, which is quite a... She is the virus of the internet. What?
I just said cool.
Oh, you said cool. Oh, well, you know, we're having problems with one of our affiliates, Ruthless, and the guy who's supposed to fix it is at a Trump rally. And he,
are you kidding me?
And he says there's 20,000 people there. Like, who the fuck cares? I mean, really. Yeah, listen, fucking people. 20,000 people show up to Jacksonville Jaguars games. Doesn't mean it's good.
I just passed a sign. Somebody has a lawn sign. One says Trump, and the other one says lock her up.
I mean, listen, they can do whatever they want. We'll talk about the debate later on. But you know what? If people like to go see a fucking babbling idiot, be my guest. Because at this point, that's what he is. I mean,
we
saw that last night, and we'll get into it a little bit. But it was a shit show. he really should have, like, fucking, now that Ted Cruz endorsed him, he really should have asked Ted to handle the debate. He really should have. Because Ted would have pulled off a competent debate. I would have hated everything he said, but he would have debated competently.
Yeah, right.
So, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that. So I got to, you know what? I haven't done this. I don't know if I've ever fucking done this. I am, pull the curtain over on the bullshit. I was telling
you.
What
did you just say?
I said we're going to pull the curtain off of the bullshit.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yes, it is. It's a little inside, but you know, I'll just might as well tell people. So, as you guys know, we filled in about a month ago for the Sam Sorbo show. Remember that? You there?
I remember doing that.
Okay. See, this works better. You know what? I don't even fuck it. I'll just talk, and you just nod wherever the fuck you are. How about we?
Well, that's what I normally do.
Yes. No, but normally I can see you nodding, so I know it registers.
Yes. No, I do remember doing that. Oh boy, do I remember?
Yes. So then Sam Sorbo had the temerity to call in our her show while we were hosting it.
Yeah.
And we handed her fucking ass. I'm just gonna say it now. Because you know what? If you're gonna be a human meme, I'm gonna embarrass you. Because you gotta come with something more than meme language. You gotta be better than that.
Yeah, she was ridiculous what she was saying.
Yeah, no, she's fucking retarded. I can.
Yeah.
See, I'm gonna say it now because I'm not holding back anymore. All right. So
how do you really feel about her?
She's fucking retarded. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that people would listen to this. It's embarrassing that people repost memes that are not fact-based. It's embarrassing that people are sheep and they just agree with whatever their favorite team, Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Green, whoever the hell it is, just agree with it. It's embarrassing.
It is.
You're disgusting. Do better. But that's not my point. So she abruptly resigned.
No.
She abruptly resigned from a talk radio network. Now,
but why do you suppose that she abruptly resigned?
I don't know. I don't know.
And so soon after we came in and you know, as she probably thought of it, we shit on her show.
No, I don't think we had anything to do with it. We might be the Zika of radio. I don't know. We might be. But yeah, so she took our syndicator, Talk Radio Network, by surprise. Now, a month or two ago, they had another talk show host, Jerry Doyle. I guess he's kind of well-known. I don't know. You know, I'm not a...
I don't know.
I don't, like, suck the dick of all these other talk show hosts because I really don't care. That's just the reality.
Right.
But I guess he was kind of well known, and he was kind of somewhat of a big deal, I guess. But he had the temerity to die unexpectedly.
Oh, how dare he?
Yeah, so that kind of sucked. So that left our syndicator scrambling. So they filled that spot. We didn't know what was going to happen. We kind of hoped maybe it would be us, but it wasn't. They filled that spot with a guy named Robert Davi. Have you ever heard the name Robert Davi?
No.
Why would you? Because he was a Bond alien in either like Moonraker or Goldfinger. That's his big claim to fame.
Really?
Yeah, that's his big
claim. Okay.
So they gave him that spot.
Okay.
Fine. Not really a radio guy. I guess he's somewhat conservative. Now, the network we're on, they're known for conservative programming, but they've lost everybody. They had Michael Savage, gone. They had Laura Ingraham, gone. You know, they have these awful conservative talk show hosts. Because let's be honest, if you're gonna listen to that horse shit, you might as well listen to Rush. Because he's the best one. He's the best one. If you just want to nod your head and agree and have somebody reaffirm all your beliefs, or you want to be angry at the radio, depending on which side you come from, Rush is the best listen. Because at least it's entertaining. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
If you can't listen
whether
to
whether he's right or wrong or he's crazy or not,
yeah,
whatever.
Man.
But at least it is the kind of the theory like what people used to say about Stern when he was first starting.
Right.
Even if they hated him, they wanted to hear what he was going to say next.
At least he's a provocateur. I get
yes.
it. I get it. And if you're not going to listen to Rush, and you really want to take a million steps down, you listen to Sean Hannity.
Oh boy.
I mean, Sean Hannity sucks too. He's a joke. But if that's what you want to do, you listen to Sean Hannity. If you're really whacked out, you find Alex Jones. I mean, that's what it is. And the left really doesn't have these talk shows, these left-wing talk shows, because either they're just not entertaining, which could be it, there's no money in it, which could be it, or liberals don't want to listen to this type of horse shit. I don't know. But there is no liberal equivalent to that type of
radio. Well, Air America made it a try, but for some reason, liberals didn't tune in.
Because it sucked, most likely.
Yeah.
Or liberals are just smarter. I don't know, but it didn't work. It didn't work, which is fine. So this is they're bread and butter. Our syndicator used to be a big deal. They're still number two. Not really a big deal anymore. Let's be honest about it. But their bread and butter. It's conservative talk radio. Fine. Here's the problem. There's enough of that out there, and there's people that do it really well, if that's what you want to listen to. So they hired Jerry Doyle. They hired Robert Davi to replace Jerry Doyle. They had known him for a few years. I think there was some type of relationship. So they hired Jerry Doyle. They hired Robert Davi. All right. So then Sam Sorbo. Leaves, and our network, our syndicator is scrambling because this is their morning show, and
right.
and our name gets thrown into the hat, into the mix. Very nice little compliment.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, because the person who we deal with really likes us.
What's not to like?
I agree. And the engineer who we worked with on the morning show that one time when we filled in for Sam Sorbo really liked us.
Yes.
But they have bosses. So our name was thrown in the ring. I was kind of excited about that. I really didn't have expectations, but I was kind of happy about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, our contact, Omar, has told me for quite some time that the headwinds are it takes about 3 to 5 years to make money on a new show. I don't know if that's true or not. And that they are known for conservative talk, and that's what the affiliates are. But even he confesses there's only so many ways you can split that pie. And, you know.
Right.
And he wanted to do an energetic morning show. I think that was based on the job we did filling in for Sam and what he hears, the portion of the show that he hears. So our name,
yeah, of course.
Our name was thrown into the ring. Felt pretty good about that. I knew it was going to be a fairly quick process. I had some plans that I talked with, mostly Joe, but you were privy to it, about what we could do to improve our chances, which all are for naught now, because you know who they hired to replace Sam Sorbo? Take a guess.
I couldn't even begin to imagine.
Robert Davi.
What?
Yeah. And the same guy who's replacing Jerry Doyle. And a lot of these affiliates carry both shows.
Wait a minute now. So now he's going to be on, where is it going to be, like the old Dottie network?
I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know and I pretty much told Omar, I said, you know, I know it's not you, but you guys don't know what the hell you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, take a chance. Even if it's, I go, he's like 70 or 80. Who are you appealing to? Old white guys? You're going to sell them prostate medicine? I mean, you can't even invest in this. Forget about if you want to do conservative awful talk, which is done better by so many other stations. I mean, Fox News Radio does it. They force feed that to you. You got Rush, you got Savage, you got Ingram. Forget that you lost all that shit. Do it with somebody young.
Really? I mean, you can't have, although, you know, I'm sure older listeners like to sometimes listen to other older listeners. It's like sitting around in a home, you know, kvetching about how the world is going. But it's like, you're not going to be able to grow this.
There's no future in it. They're all going to be dead soon. It's just the reality. They're all going to be dead. And I have long contended. First of all, I said we could do political talk. I certainly know enough about it, you know. And you and Joe certainly have opinions that make the show entertaining, you know.
Yeah.
Certainly things to hash out. Now, granted, it's not we're going to tell you what to think, because that's god-awful, and we respect our audience more than that, than to tell you to tell you what to think. You know, we provide you information. We are very transparent, and you can form your own opinion. It would be much easier for me to say, don't vote for the Republicans, and give you a whole list of talking points why, and not let Joe have a fucking opinion. It would certainly keep my blood pressure down.
I know.
But why would I wanna present that shit?
Well, what would be the point? Because it would just be like the... You know, whenever there's somebody who just sent, well, I mean, I understand what the point would be. The point would be that we would be the other side of all of those horrible talkers who just throw out their talking points, and you're just supposed to, you know, accept it wholesale.
Yes, yes, we could do that. I could tell Joe. I could say, Joe, I don't want to hear it when we're talking politics. I don't care. You just sit there quietly. We're going to tell the people what to think, and this is my point of view, and they need to know it. I could do that.
Well, I mean, you could do that, but then again, I think that it would kill Joe.
Well, all the more reason to do that. But why would I want to do that? Because quite frankly, that's boring radio, and it would bore me. It would be mindless bullshit. And here's my bigger point. You, the public, are being force-fed mindless bullshit because they don't think you, the public, will consume anything else. And I will show it to you in every entertainment aspect. Movies. We are at the point now where it is just Remake City. Did we need a remake of Ghostbusters?
Ugh.
That's what they constantly remake all these movies. Even the last Star Wars, which I enjoyed, was essentially a remake of the first Star Wars.
I just don't even understand why people are going out and watching these things. I mean, how many different ways can we repackage Batman, for example?
Because, well, it's twofold. First of all, they don't think you, the public, will sit through anything new and different. And second of all, you, the public, often does not. So movies are repackaged constantly. Television, we have a MacGyver remake now.
Yeah.
Was that needed?
No.
Kevin James is back. Now, I have a friend who's in that show, and I'm happy for him. I haven't seen an episode, but the critics are saying it's pretty much like the 90s, King of Queens. It's the same shit, essentially, repackaged. They're not doing anything.
It's just ridiculous to just, you know, but I mean, when somebody does bother to step out of there and come up with something new and it hits, they're like, oh, yay, look at that. But it's like, how many retreads do we have to go through before somebody will actually bother to come up with something new? It's horrifying.
Look where those things happen on, like, HBO.
Yeah.
That's why HBO wins, like, all the Emmys, because they take chances. They throw out stuff that's different. And if it eats a dick, it lasts a season, that's the end of it. HBO takes chances. They invest money. You know.
Right. Well, that's it, that they have the money to be able to do that. But it's like, well, thank God somebody's doing something original.
So we got TV, movies, music. Everybody's like, oh, how come there's not great new music? Because you don't fucking support it. And they don't
right.
go and they don't go to scout it. There are great independent artists out there that you have never heard of. But the only time you're going to a bar to see a live band is if they're playing cover bands of bands from 30, 40 years ago that are still touring and the only ones who are touring and able to make any money at it. They can't sell an album because you're not buying new shit. But it's all the regurgitated old shit. There's new.
Yeah, it totally is. I mean, and the stuff that is. I mean, this has always been though in popular music that the stuff that tends to hit is just so watered down and so generic, and that's what people like. Apparently,
they just don't take chances with the music, and we don't give them reason to, and then we all bitch. It all sounds the same. And so that means you're not getting these, you know, it used to be in the 70s, they would go to clubs and try to find new bands. That's not happening anymore. That's not happening.
Yeah, it was exciting to hear new music.
Right, but I'm talking about the industry.
Yeah.
They're not coming out there anymore. So then you go
to
my field, comedy. And I've been bitching and moaning about this forever. And I've called a comment and some of us... comedy veterans have seen it coming. Stand-up comedy is dying, ladies and gentlemen. Clubs are closing. And there's a lot of reasons for it. It's not because comedy isn't funny anymore. Stand-up comedy is still funny. But...
No, I mean, people love comedians, but for some reason, they don't want to go out to a club and go see fresh stuff.
Well, no, you know what they're seeing, what's being packaged by the people in the comedy clubs... sitcom stars of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
God help us.
That's what the special events are, and I don't need to name them. You know who they are.
Yeah.
And they got to make a living, and that's fine. It's not about them. But that's what they... And it used to be the industry, again, would go to comedy clubs and look for new talent. Doesn't happen anymore. A buddy of mine who... invested heavily into a special, is trying to get it distributed, whether it be Showtime or Hulu or Netflix. They're like, well, you need to have a big name before we can distribute it. So there's really no way. You know, when I was talking to Omar, he was saying, well, you know, you guys got to just keep doing what you're doing and build an audience. I said, there's no tools. We can't even measure if we build an audience. I get emails, but there's no way to measure. We're not promoted. We're not advertised. We're not on any network. We don't know what we're on. And the stations that we're on, most of them, if not all of them, don't even have a way to measure what our audience is.
Yeah, because if you have a whole bunch of small stations and if they're not getting the Arbitron ratings, it's like, how are we supposed to even know?
And Arbitron ratings are very expensive. So
yeah, they are.
The building audience is just bullshit. And I said so. Not in that way, but I said it. And there's no answer to that.
No.
There's no answer to that. So stand-up comedy has long promoted has-beens, retreads, never-wases, and stopped looking in the clubs. The people who made the stars that you all know, Ray Romano, Jerry Seinfeld, Bobcat Goldthwait, whatever. You know, he was
big.
The people that were in the clubs and found those people, they're all in Hollywood now. They're still working with those people. The people that I deal with are the people that, if I'm lucky, got coffee for those people. I'm not even saying that to be mean. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. So they don't know how to create stars. Comedy does not know how to create stars. And there's still great comics out there. Comics you have never heard of. And the reality is you probably never will hear of them.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And it just goes away. Now, I've been talking to SiriusXM.
Yeah.
About a pilot I put together, separate from this show. My own thing.
Right.
My own thing. I let you listen to it. I let Trucker Tom listen to it. I didn't let a lot of people listen to it.
Right.
Just wanted an honest opinion. It was an hour show. It was supposed to be an hour once a week on SiriusXM. That's all I really wanted.
Right.
It wasn't going to be like the goal of this show, a daily show. Just once a week. The feedback I got from you was very positive.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Thank you. I don't know if Tom's in the chat or not tonight.
Not yet.
Ah, well. Damn you, Tom. The feedback I got from Tom was very positive.
Oh, good.
Now, I sent it to Roger. And I didn't even listen to it right away. Like, you guys heard it before I did. I just felt really good. I just felt good about it. I know it makes a good show. I think. So I sent it to Roger, and he ripped me a new one.
He was really?
Yes. He's like, you got to get to it quicker. It's got to be funnier. This, that, the other thing. The show was only an hour. It was what I was trying to do was, it was a takeoff of our hell gigs.
Yeah.
It was something to that effect. I was trying to pull down the curtain of what comics really talk about, what these hell gigs are really like, what we really think. Of course, the stories, which you all love so much. But that was kind of the vibe, what we talk about at the diner. And I wanted to make it so anybody who had any type of job who's ever worked could relate. Because everybody's had a hell gig, whether you're the fry guy at McDonald's or the bank teller or a mortgage broker or, you know, whatever the case may be. You sell plumbing supplies, whatever it is. Everybody's had a really bad day.
Everybody has had a hell gig, absolutely.
Yes. So Roger was the only one who gave me the bad feedback.
Right.
So then our contact at SiriusXM listened to it and gave the same feedback that Roger did.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I'm really surprised.
Well, I am and I'm not. I mean, of course, you always argue, well, I thought it was brilliant. I get that. But, I mean, I was surprised it was pretty much word for word. And you know, I told Roger, I go, you know, I spoke to Jack. He pretty much agreed with you word for word. I think you're both wrong. I think you're both wrong. No, I said that. I go, here's why. And Roger even agreed. I go, SiriusXM has never created one fucking star. They've not created one star. You look at it. It's Howard Stern. They brought Stern over. He was already a star. Opie and Anthony, when they were still a thing. They brought Opie and Anthony over from Terrestrial Radio. They bring Jenny McCarthy in. Nobody gives a shit. They brought Oprah Winfrey in. That's already gone. They brought Chris Mad Dog Russo, who's a sports guy, who was part of Mike and the Mad Dog, which was the huge New York sports drive time show. So they gave him his own.
Even I've heard of that sports show.
Right. And they gave him his own channel. But they can't create stars. You know why they can't create stars? Because they don't know how to create. They don't know how to look at something new.
Right.
They think you're all stupid. That's what it is. They think the public is stupid. And that you just want to all be pandered to and spoon-fed and want the most bullshit. Most base bullshit. That's really what it is. Because the show I created was not that. It was It was revealing, but it was also intelligent, I thought. You know.
I thought it definitely was. It wasn't like a bunch of guys sitting around having beers and going, yeah, right. It wasn't like that. It was parsing things that happen, you know, at work. It happens to be comedy work, but it was taking it apart and, you know, explaining what was the problem there and how do you get yourself out of it. And it was very entertaining.
Thank you. And I tried to make it so it wasn't too much of an inside comedy thing. Because that then.
I don't think it was.
Thank you. So that was the feedback I got. So listen, man, I disagree. So I just edited the shit out of it, and I made it an hour and 11 minute show into 28 minutes.
Oh my God.
I just edited out a lot of the interesting stuff. I kind of got right to the Hellgig stories. It featured, well, I mean, I was the host. I really didn't tell any Hellgig stories. It was Kevin Israel, who's become semi-regular on the show.
Yeah.
Paul Bond, whose music stuff and clips we play sometimes. He did the Thomas the Tank Engine thing on our show. And
yeah.
And Uncle Floyd Vivino, who's just, you know, had his own show, is a legend in Jersey. Just really entertaining stuff. So I edited that up. I still have the original version. I might put that out at some point. But so we'll see what feedback I get. But the reality is they don't know how to create anything either. So you have radio, who doesn't know how to discover talent and has stopped going out. Movies, unless they're independent films that can attach a big name or somehow get some type of recognition, is pretty much the same regurgitated shit. How many Transformer movies do we need?
Oh, God.
Right? You know, and it's not like the Iron Man movies where they're like a lot of explosions and cool shit, but they actually have good actors and good plots. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, but that was new.
Right.
It was,
but even that's not new. Even that's just taking shit that's already out there, like comic books.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the superhero thing, I mean, but people like that. It's like musicals. It's like the same, they're the same thing over and over again. But,
well, you know what?
At least they're, like, slightly different. It's not the exact same movie.
It's funny you bring up musicals. I hadn't even thought about that. Broadway is generally more innovative. But they bring back shit like Cats. Why is Cats back? It sucked for over 20 years. Have you ever seen Cats?
I did go to see Cats, and it was really kind of bizarre.
It sucked. There was no plot.
There's no plot.
There's a couple of good songs.
Yeah, that's it. There was a couple of good songs, and I was sitting front row, so that was very interesting on another level, just to see how a show works when you're almost like sitting on the stage. But that's why it was interesting, not because the show itself was that interesting.
No, the show itself sucked a bag of dicks, but because it did. I don't lie to anybody. I don't lie to you guys. But because it's got a name, they figured, well, it hasn't been around for a while, so we'll bring it back. We don't have any other ideas. Meanwhile, there's playwrights out there that are dying to get on Broadway that are probably interesting and entertaining, but you're never going to see them. They brought back Phantom of the Opera. Remember they brought that back?
Yeah, I know. They love to do revivals because it's like, well, it works. We'll have, you know, every decade or so, there'll be a brand new audience coming up that wants to see it so we can do it again.
Right. But the cost is we don't get anything new. So I am hoping for a Donald Trump victory. And it's twofold.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes, this will all tie together. I am hoping for a Donald Trump victory. And I'll tell you why.
I'm scared.
All right. First of all, say what you want about him. He's entertaining. So, at least I will still be entertained.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, yes, but I'd rather that be on a television, not, like, from the White House.
Well, you know what? No. No, because television's not entertaining anymore. And two, we are running out of creativity. Clearly. I mean, there's plenty of creativity out there. We're just never going to see it. So, maybe we'll all be dead soon. You know?
We're going to die because we're not creative?
No, we're going to die because Donald Trump's president. So I won't be bored.
No, well, that's true.
Yeah. So it is clear to me. I must vote Trump.
No. Listen, we'll get you a Netflix subscription or something, but no.
You know what? I had Netflix when I was in Vermont, the most boring place in the world. Netflix is overrated too, okay?
Okay. I don't have it, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's overrated, too. There's a few good documentaries on there. It's overrated as well. There's a bunch of movies that you never saw, and for good reason. So, I don't know why people like to watch their Netflix. I guess, whatever. So, yeah, I am just disgusted.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have been, too. I don't understand. Like, when I hear a lot of music, I hear the same stuff. Again, and was I mean, and stuff is cyclical, and people do borrow from one another. I get that, but it just doesn't seem like there's. Come on, there's got to be something new under the sun. It's so the same shit over and over again.
Well, because they think you don't want something new, and a lot of us don't want something new. Hey, you know, I like listening to my bands from the 80s, but there's a reason. People look at me weird when I listen to AM and FM. I don't really listen to AM very much, but when I listen to FM, it's because I want to hear new stuff that I wouldn't hear normally.
Right.
You know, I want to come out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll listen to a different station that I don't always listen to because I just want to hear something different. I want to expand my repertoire. But then there are other days, like, you know, here I was sick today, so I'm home and I was sleeping a lot, but I had the television on, and what channel was on? The All Law and Order channel, because it's comfort food.
Ugh, yeah, my wife watches that horse shit all the time. CSI, yeah. Law and Order. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Yeah, that's another one. CSI. How many spinoffs do they have to make of that? Because you people spoon it up. Make them give you something good, something new. We can have one CSI and then come up with something else. There are people who are writing shit that I promise you is good that will never see the light of day.
You got to write a CSI.
What?
They got to write a CSI, then they'll see the light of day.
Well, that's what I was just ranting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were listening or not. Listening.
No.
I was just ranting on how fucked we all are because of entertainment, whether it be radio, movies, comedy, TV, music. It's all the same shit. The gatekeepers will not take any chances because they think everybody's a bunch of Pavlovian idiots and spoon feed them the same horse shit.
Yeah, it depends. Like FX, shows on FX, they're willing to give it a shot. More like a cable channels are willing to give it a shot.
I said that HBO. Everybody's like, oh, HBO wins all the Emmys. Yeah, because they try shit.
Yeah, because they do something different. They try something. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah. So I was just talking about, oh, I'll break this to you. Because you didn't know. Remember what we were talking about, you know, our next move with Talk Radio Network?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Really?
Yeah. They gave it to the same guy who they were replacing Jerry Doyle with. So they got to have, like, the same guy on for 6 fucking hours. I don't...
As I stated earlier in my emails today, my friend.
So. I mean, and I, you know, and I've told them that they are just bankrupt of ideas. And I told them, I go, you're going to have an old white guy on. What's he going to do, sell prostate medication? All his fans are going to be dead. I said, try something new.
Prostate medication. We can sell prostate medication.
What?
We can sell prostate medication.
We're young in comparison.
I can act. I can sell it.
Act. Fucking do it for your life.
It's true.
You'll never be behind such a product. No pun intended. Yeah, so fuck that.
Hi, sweetie. I guess you're not too pleased either.
And I just came out with my reasons on why it is wise to vote Trump.
Really?
Yes. And it has become crystal clear to me that due to all this shit, that the thing I must do for my own sanity is to vote Trump. And I will do it quickly, and then we will move on. You can add, and then that will be it.
Wow, I was ready to hear get the old business today coming up here after
the
debate.
Well, we got the other part of the
No, I'm not done with you, stupid.
I'm like a cat. I'm going to play with you.
I'm going to let you walk around stunned, and I'm going to come back.
I'll finish you off, but not quickly. Right now, I'll let you think you're getting away. The little mouse hole's in sight, Joe.
Do you want to know something? I'm kind of glad because you were scaring me a couple of seconds ago. Who was this fucking guy? You know?
Here's the reason why I said, and I just said it, so it's getting to repeat. This is the problem when you don't listen, but whatever. It's important enough to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
The reason to vote Trump is because there's no new music coming. There's no new movies coming. No new fucking radio coming. No new stand-up comedy coming that the mainstream's going to say. At least if Donald Trump's president, I will be entertained.
Yes.
Now, it's going to be the same shit he always does, but we're not that sick of it yet.
Yes, right. It's still, so the material's still fresh enough.
So I must turn my lonely eyes to fucking C-SPAN to be entertained and wait for Trump to address the House.
You're waiting on C-SPAN.
Yes, I'm waiting for State of the Union addresses from Trump to be entertained. And if that don't work, well, there's a good chance we're all going to be dead soon.
C-SPAN is the only show that doesn't know how to close the show out. They like just everything is done. Then they just show everybody bullshitting with each other. They don't even roll a credit or two, you know?
They know it works.
Yeah.
And like I said, and if not, you know, with a Trump presidency, there's a good chance we're all going to be dead soon. So I don't even have to worry about the fact that there's no new entertainment. No,
I doubt that.
Okay. Well, you can't. You will get there.
I just, right?
I'm not doing Trump now.
I didn't tell you to.
You missed a massacre. But so, yeah, I am fucking done. You know, because it's just banging the head with these fucking morons.
So let me get this straight. Are we going to do TRN or are we going to do like 90 minutes of Ann Jackson after the break?
Oh, God fucking no.
No. Mr. Davin, it's been 2 hours. Sorry, dude.
I kept it in. almost had a little cherry cola zero, but I kept it in. No, we're still gonna do our show because they really appreciate it and like it.
Oh, that's nice. That's like when you give old ladies an apple. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, that's right.
But no, I mean, just keep doing what. Build an audience. How can I fucking build an audience? You don't give me any tools. We have no way to measure building an audience. He's like, well, things are going to get better. How are they going to get better? He doesn't want this fucking Davi guy because you can't have 6 hours of a 3-hour show. If you have 6 hours of programming and the state.
I don't even know. They're not going to shit can the guy in 3 months. I mean, it's not.
Because they invest a lot of money in him. That's what they do. They're putting all their eggs in this fucking basket.
Yeah, well, hopefully when the basket doesn't come to
it
fruition.
It ain't coming this way because they don't know what to do with us. Because like I was telling Pip, it would be very easy for me to give the type of show. Well, I could give them the show that their listeners are used to, where I would just have you spout nonsense and we wouldn't argue. Or I could give them the opposite side of that.
Why is it like me spouting nonsense?
Well,
hold on.
I could give you the opposite side or the opposite side of it to get the other side where I go, Joe, don't say a word. I'm going to spout nonsense on the left and don't argue. Cause we'll get these sheep to listen.
Yeah.
Now, yours has the right, you know, is a proven moneymaker. But it's garbage. It's horseshit.
No, if we start doing that, we're going to move away from what we do, and we're going to get bored. It's going to be just a job. Might as well stick to selling toilets. Just to make money. You know? You know?
Flush this. So, yeah. That's where I am with the fucking entertainment business. Good old. Yeah, I've had it. Had it. And it's not just us. You see it all the time. There's a lot of creative people that just don't get a chance.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's, you know, but that's the problem. Nobody. What happens is these executives, regardless what medium it is, these executives, if something doesn't hit right off the bat, they don't give anything any time to groom anymore.
They don't even want to give you the chance to get hit right off the bat.
Yeah, unless you're not a name, they don't give you any time to groom. Perfect example, you know, I mean, there's, like I said, if you're a big name, for example, CBS gave Kevin James $40 million, not $40 million, but like about $4 million to build a studio on Long Island to do his new show. Gave him that money to do a new show. You know, he's an established name and stuff like that. But if you're not like a guy with Kevin James, they're not going to invest it. I know my other buddies that are on, you know, decent names are trying to get funds together to do this and that and the other thing. And there are executives that if something doesn't hit because there's no room to groom anymore to grow, they're out. So they're going to play it safe. And what happens is everything suffers. Audiences see mediocre stuff, mediocre entertainers work, and people with more creative ideas, more ballsy ideas, they sit on the wayside.
You know what they do? They fucking give up and become your barista at Starbucks. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Some of them, you know, some of them also, you see, there's another end to the business as well, where you do have... Due to technology, the tools to make your to try to grow yourself on your own. It, believe me, it's not the easiest path, and sometimes not the most successful path, but it sure makes, you know, it sure beats making lattes. If you can go out and try to find advertisers, get people behind you, you know, you do have a chance. I'm not saying it's a great chance,
it's
but at least you do.
Everybody has a shot, but it's a long fucking shot. You know, it's a fucking myth that all you got to do is put something on YouTube or put something on the internet or internet radio and big thing. It's a fucking
It was
myth.
10 years ago, but still, if you if you have your niche and you can find it, it's still a growing medium.
We found a niche. Yeah, it used to be do something different. Well, we fucking did something different. Now it's, well, that's different. We don't know what to do with it. I've had the meetings with the TV execs and the radio people. They're not trying anything new. Whatever. All right. Speaking of things that aren't new, you went back to the mechanic.
Yeah.
And you had a similar result, so Joe's got to use stink. All right, Joe.
Awesome.
Yeah. I go to Mavis Tire, or as I call them, the Saboteurs.
As opposed to the scamming girlfriends?
Yeah, well, there's a clunking in the back of my truck, and I just have my brakes done, and I bring it back to Mavis, and they go, oh, come under your truck. I go under the truck, and they go, it's your drive shaft. The bearings for the drive shaft is loose. So my truck's got over 160,000 miles, so I figure, I guess that's the deal. I'm going to Honda the next week, so I'll show it to the folks in Honda. I get to Honda, and Honda takes a look at it and goes, well, it might be the rear main bearings. It could be this. I explain to them the situation. So they pull the tires off the truck, and they look at it. They call me outside again. They go, oh, they told you it was the drive shaft bearings? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, they never tightened the rotors to the rotors to one side of the truck.
They just send you on your way and go, hey, good luck.
Yeah, they were missing several screws.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Well, he said no because the tire pushes against it, so it's not going anywhere. But he says that was making the clunking sound. So I said, well, that's great. So he goes, we got some screws. We'll tighten it up. So they tighten up the truck. They tighten up the rotors on the truck. And for about a day or so, everything is fine. So I'm, and plus what Honda did is they told me, go back to Mavis and tell him we charged you $80 and see if you can get $80 back. You know? So, but the
I like how one mechanic wants to screw the other one.
Yeah, well, they're all screwing me because the clunk sound is back. So what I have to do is I have to take more time off, go back to Mavis.
They don't value your time.
No, they don't.
They don't give a shit.
They don't. So I have, and what I said was, I'll just deal with the clunking sound. And I'm, but I can't.
Isn't that sad? We just settle. We just go, I guess this is my new normal.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is if I was just driving to and from the day program, yeah. But I am on the road always, always. So that sound for the past 3 days has been driving me nuts. So what I have to do now.
I'm sure that makes Joanne jealous because that's her job.
Yes, right. So I'm playing two ends to the middle here. Now I got to take time off this weekend. Go back to Mavis and tell Mavis, look, they said it was the drive shaft. I have to go to a different Mavis. I'm not the one Mavis I went to, there were a bunch of Saboteurs. I went to, there's one over by my house I'm going to go to.
You got to stop going to these places. I used to go to Firestone for a while. You know what? You might find a good one. They're horseshit. You need to find, and it's hard to do. You either go to the dealer. Usually the dealers are good. They're expensive.
Well, they were supposed to.
So why don't you take it back to them?
Yeah.
That's where I would go. I would take it back to dealer. They're the most expensive,
yeah.
But they're usually not a bunch of crooks. Or you got to find a local mechanic.
Well, they said that. Well, they didn't do the original work. All they did is put a couple of bolts on. I'm going back to Mavis, and I'm gonna go. Look, you got to fix this thing. This is ridiculous. I mean, I laid out good money for this, and I'm hearing
they're
going
to tell you something
sound.
Else. Well, they're not going to take responsibility.
No, I'm. Then I don't know what I'm going to do after that. I just, you know, the thing about it is,
don't any of your friends have a mechanic?
There's one mechanic I go. Maybe I'll go to him. It's a friend of mine. Maybe I'll go to him.
Why wouldn't you go to a friend of yours? He's not going to fuck you.
Yeah, I know. It's just
you just like the adventure of it all. you like to read 3 month old magazines while waiting for your shit to
be done? What it is just sometimes I feel there's a responsibility. If I paid somebody to do a job, do the job right. You know, Honda.
Well, not according to Donald Trump. You just don't pay. Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to pull the Trump.
Yeah, right.
You didn't do a good job. I'm not paying.
Yeah.
Our future president of the United States said that's the move.
I already paid already, so I got no choice.
Well, you're not a good little Trumpster.
Yeah, well.
He taught us last night, you know, going forward.
Right. But so I'm going to go back, and I'm going to tell us, you know, look, can you take a look at it? And let's figure out what's wrong with Joe's rear end, huh? So that's the thing.
Hey, don't be taking over my business.
Right.
Gimmick infringement. Yeah, I mean, the wife had that with a mechanic here in town. These mechanics, you know, and they had, and she went on this website, and they all had great reviews. Everybody has great reviews until they fuck you.
Yeah. But sometimes with mechanic, I mean, when I had my van, there was one mechanic I used to go to locally. And he goes, yeah, there's this light that goes on in a truck. He goes, I don't know what it is. I looked at it for about an hour. I can't figure what it is. And, you know, it's nothing big. Just, you know, just don't look at it or whatever.
That's not an answer.
However, but that's the difference between one mechanic. Now, there was a mechanic over there where I used to work, and I took the truck to him one day, and he goes, I changed the oil. Oh, yeah, there was a light on. It's off now. You know? So what took one mechanic and perplexed him was a five-minute thing to another mechanic. You know, it's all mechanics are different, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of them are crooks.
Oh, yeah. I love when they go, can you please come under? Can you want to come outside, please?
Like, you know what the fuck you're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, really. You're going to meet me by the differential, are you?
Yeah. The doctor doesn't tell you to look at your tumor. Hey, you should take a look at this.
Yeah, maybe by the tumor. We're going to talk.
Yeah, I mean, I fixed it. That's what you. Then they give you the old part. Well, see, this is what it was.
Oh, I'm going to put it on my mantle next to. As a keepsake.
Because then you got to take that old part and you got to show it to a different mechanic so you know you're not getting fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, you want me to throw this crap out? Is that what you're doing?
These guys suck. You can't go back. You can't go back to Mavis anymore.
Yeah.
I would call Mavis headquarters.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I might do that.
I would tell them how upset you are with this one because it's not the first time.
Yeah.
I think that's just a bad luck name for you, Joe.
Mavis, that's funny.
One of them brought him joy for a little while.
They could just go.
One of them delivered exactly what she promised.
Yeah, and you are Dick Eldorado.
That's what you should sign the credit card with, Dick Eldorado, Dick next Eldorado. Time you pay Mavis.
Funny.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
Pip, anything before I go to break?
Not for me.
This is ideal. I already gave her a talking to that she needs to change her lifestyle. we had that conversation to open the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you missed all the fun, Joe.
It's going to be a new Pip Helix.
I don't want to. I'll take a mediocre Pip Helix. I don't need a new one. I'll take a slightly used, the not falling apart jalopy Pip Helix. That's all I'm asking.
That's funny.
Not falling apart jalopy.
Yeah, you know,
that's
listen.
Funny.
You know, I'll take secondhand Helix. I just want this shit to run. Or walk at a quicker pace.
Next week, we all have to have physicals.
Yes!
Going into 2017. Yes! New year, new show.
You
2017, all staff has to have a physical.
Forget about stamina to be president. You guys don't have the fucking stamina to go to a presidential rally.
Funny.
All right, so, yeah. This has been joyful.
I see.
Uplifting, funny radio. It's what we do.
It's the Don't Leave Sharp Objects Around show.
No, because you know what? I just got to the point where fuck it. It's my fucking show.
I like that.
If I want to have a shit time.
No, it's not if I have a shit time.
If I want to have a shit time, I'm going to have a shit time.
No, but sometimes you got to be real.
Yeah, I understand.
Can't be all shits and giggles.
I understand.
And this was that time.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever. We'll make merry. For the next segment. We'll have a good time. We'll entertain you. I fucking promise. Yay.
It's like going to your aunt's house when you find out she likes your other cousins better, you know?
No, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
You have to make nice if your aunt, you know, your aunt likes people better than you and you have to go to a family function and be all nice about it.
I guess.
Yeah.
At least with the aunt, you get a decent Christmas present.
I guess.
This aunt fucking sucks. This aunt's going to fucking die of uterus cancer.
Well, that's nice.
Upbeat. Anyway, speaking of upbeat, on the break, new music from Viridia with Still Breathing. And The Silverheart with Guide Me Home. Of course, you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. But yeah, when we come back, I'll fucking try to entertain you. Stick around. Don't fucking stick around. You have options.
Listen to him. We're going to have a great TRN show. It's going to be funny and upbeat. Pip and I are going to have a ball. Right, Pip?
That's right.
That's right. Don't mind him over there.
That's the sound of Pip faking an orgasm. Is that good? Are you coming? That's right.
That's right.
I could do that.
Good.
Fake an orgasm?
Sure.
Mr. Helix is thrilled.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pip's going to have saucy pants when we come back. So anyway. So, yeah. Fucking music.